You go out with friends, you have fun, you had a nice time at the pub.
Sometimes it's not always about where you are or where you're sitting. Like you can be on a bench with a friend.
It's all about coziness and warmth, finding the little pleasures in life.
Making it cozy, it's more about making what people feel welcome in your house.
And I will just enjoy being at home. I'll again be under the blanket in the sofa. I'll make myself a cup of tea and I'll read my book.
All these people are talking about the Danish word hygge. Now, if like me, you are wondering what that means, let's get that straight from the beginning. There is no direct translation of the word in English. However, recently in the British press, this word has gained some traction, especially since last winter when a new series of Scandi noir drama, The Bridge, aired. And fans of the genre were still gripped by Sarah Lund from The Killing's famous chunky knit jumpers. Danes usually rank quite highly in world happiness ratings, but how does this compare with the dark, vast landscapes we are used to seeing in these dramas? This is what I'm going to find out, and I'll be experiencing real Danish culture and finding out if we can get hygge in the UK. First stop along the way is with Kaylee Tanner, author of the Hello Hygge blog.
Immediately into about 15 woolly layers, lighting every candle in the room.
This is Kaylee describing what she does on a perfect hygge evening.
And lay in the bath for as long as I can get away with. I really like tending to plants as well. I think it's something that doesn't often come up in these kind of hygge talks, but I think it's a nice thing to be able to kind of nurture something.
So how, in the first place, did you find out about hygge?
I was reading a book called Scandinavian Christmas, and then on one of the pages, it's all kind of amazing, pretty, kind of cosy photography, and then I noticed that the author wrote the word hygge. And I just thought, I have never seen this word before. I need to investigate. So then went exploring and then found a tiny bit on the internet. But I mean, there's not really much out there. So then I had to do a bit more poking around myself.
So it's not spelt in the most obvious way to how you might think that it should be said.
It's spelt H-Y-G-G-E and it's pronounced hygge, which, you're right, is not logical in the slightest.
Well, of course, that's what two English people would say. It's about time we heard from a Dane.
My name is Jesper Hansen. I'm senior lecturer in Danish at UCL in Scandinavian Studies. Hygge is pronounced with a Danish vowel ü, which is similar to the English e sound. You just have to round your lips. When you say an e, you just round it to e ü. And apart from that, it's pretty straightforward. It's hygge, hygge. And I think hygge can be seen as a social contract between people. It's normally a smallish group of people, and they can then be part of a larger group. But if they see themselves as sort of an independent group, I think you can definitely achieve hygge. And within that sort of framework, I think it's very broad. However, if we do look at sort of the standard conception, it is often tied in with, you know, tea lights, candles, coffee, tea, hot drinks, wine, alcohol is definitely often a part of it. And quite often this contract prohibits you from talking about anything controversial. So you can support each other, you can talk about negative things if it's in a supportive environment, but you wouldn't be discussing the EU politics or national elections. Unless you know that you agree on something, then you might do it.
So it's not just about chunky knit jumpers, fluffy rugs, candles and coffee. We'll hear more from Jesper later. Now, to a small village in Sussex, I wrap up in my best hygge jumper and brave the dark countryside lanes to meet a Danish family who have recently relocated to the UK. We'll find out their take on hygge.
Have a seat.
I'm going to follow Andrew.
My name is Ole. I am working with a food manufacturing company up in Galway, and we've been here for about 1 year.
And I'm the wife of Ole. My name is Bettina, and I obviously moved over with Ole and the rest of the family, our two kids, in January.
And then also there's Anna, and Anna, you know quite a lot of Danish as well as English, so could you introduce yourself as well?
My name is Anna. I'm 11.
Do you want to tell me a bit about the food that we've got?
What's about these ones? Are they...
The small biscuit things, yeah. Like pepper nuts, basically. But there's no pepper or nuts in them.
Did you make them?
We made them because you can't... We couldn't find them over here, so we made them. And then there's like these...
These are called what? Havregrynskugler.
Havregrynskugler.
How did you make them?
Like oats.
Yeah, havregryn is oats.
Cocoa powder.
Yeah, cocoa, yeah. And
butter.
Lots of butter.
Coffee.
A little bit of coffee. A little bit of port wine as well, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Cocoa.
I said that.
You said that? Coconut, then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, then you mix it all up and you make these small round things and roll them in the...
Different things.
In the coloured things.
They are really nice.
Yeah,
and the sprinkles as well.
We would have them, for instance, in the company I worked for in Denmark. You would have them in the reception area and so on. When you enter, you would always have a big, big bowl of these peppernuts standing for people to try.
But I think it's very interesting when you move to a completely new, well, for us, a new country to live in, that you're suddenly trying to bring in your own traditions, and then you're like, where's the recipe? You call home to mom and says, can I have the recipes? Because we want to create this atmosphere from home. I think we're also trying to adapt to some of the English traditions and bring them into and use that as our part of hygge, so doing Christmas puddings, turkey for Christmas. Yeah, the family might not like my Christmas pudding, but here we go. So, I mean, I think it's just using the recipes from home, but it's also taking on board new recipes and saying, hey, let's have a good hyggelig aften with some of the food stuff we've found here that we like.
This family have adapted their Danish traditions and mixed them with things that they're finding in the UK. But how does O describe hygge?
It is not a recipe where you can go through and say you need X things in your room, but it's more of making it cozy. It's more about making people feel welcome in your house or in the environment they are. So it's a question of who you are, but it's also making it nice for everyone, feeling home and welcome.
What I've learned so far that it is not as simple as the connotations of the English word cozy. Instead, there is a lot more that needs to be considered when using the word hygge. Back to Jesper.
I think that linguistically the term has almost been watered down to the point where it doesn't mean anything. We use it in any situation where we want to say thank you to a host, where we want to be positive about a place. So if I visited your apartment for the first time, I would normally say, wow, it's very hyggeligt here. And I would be expected to say that or something similar. Of course, it depends on who you are. But if I said that it wasn't hyggeligt, it would be a very, very harsh criticism of the place. And you would rightfully be very offended. And if I did say that, I would normally have a good reason to do that. Either you're moving out and I want to sort of comfort you. Oh, it wasn't that cozy anyway, was it? Or if, let's say, you're thinking about buying the place, I want to tell you that actually I think it's a rubbish place. So it's not something you hear negated a lot.
As Jesper talks about apartments, it is now a perfect opportunity to explore how Danish furniture might play a part in having hygge in the UK. I visited a Danish company in Clerkenwell, an area in London famous for its design businesses.
Thank you.
My name is Trine, in Danish is Trine. I lived in London for almost a year now. I'm a project manager at Icons of Denmark, which is a Danish design furniture who sells mainly to offices around in London.
This is what I would say is definitely hygge, how it's cushions, and I guess the most like Scandinavian room we have with the colours. But yeah, it's and then this one is just the most, like, I love it, most comfy thing. And because it's so small, so you kind of have to sit, you can sit two on it, but you sit close. Mm-hmm. This is, hygge, and you can kind of relax. And we sometimes just sit here and
relax and talk. Hygge is like, I guess it's a Danish word, and we have a lot of like Scandinavian products are very like wooden things. So like wood is actually making it hygge, like fireplace or just the design of it is very simple, which make it hygge. You don't put it all together. You have these special places like with a couch and coffee tables, rock, and then some candles, and then you have another place with different furnitures, but it's still that setting.
I've heard that it can't be a recipe. There isn't sort of a set list of things and then you will get it, because it's more, it relies on the people in the room.
It's like a feeling, I guess. So you can't give someone a feeling and then they have to feel it. It's, I guess that's why it's so hard to make someone feel hygge, because maybe they do, but they just don't know, because it's just not a feeling you grew up with. Yeah, I guess there's no recipe. It's just if you're having a great time and I can suddenly say, oh, this is so hygge, and then people are like, eh, what? And they're like, we're having a great time.
So it sounds like hygge is more fluid than I first imagined. It seems like it takes a while to build something up as hygge, but then it can be gone in an instant if the mood turns sour. Now I'm on my way to the Danish church near Regent's Park in London. Every so often the church puts on a spread of Danish food and beer, so young Danes living in the capital have an opportunity to meet each other. The event is named, in my best Danish accent, Olo Grogbod. Beer and rye bread.
Hiya, I'm Cassie.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm Ramona.
Hiya, nice to meet you. Hi. Thank you for letting me come along. Yeah, I hope you don't mind.
No. So as you can see, we're not that many people. So if you want to eat, that's fine. Okay. Otherwise, you can also just have a beer or whatever.
Thank you.
To set the scene, it was a cold and rainy, miserable evening, but as soon as I stepped foot into the church hall, it was brighter, thanks to candlelight, and I felt really welcome, and I knew I would have a nice evening. Here, Lone is explaining why I'm at the church and mentions the word hygge. With my beer, rye bread and meatballs, we start talking about this word.
I actually saw in one of the big stores in London, actually, there was this, I think they were selling clothing, like gloves and like nice warm socks, stuff like that. And they actually had a card saying something about hygge and like combining it with like, you know, comfy clothes and sitting at home. And I'm like, well, that's a very small part of it, because we use it for like everything that we find.
It's also the social
internet. Yeah, it's very social, actually. And I was like, well, you don't always just, it's not always think of associated with a cup of tea and sitting at home in nice, warm, comfy clothes. I was like, well, but of course it's a good way of branding your whatever you're selling. Yeah.
It has become a bit of a buzzword. But like you say, it's foreign.
It seems like these Danish people think that the word has been commercialised maybe a bit too much in the UK. But where else is it possible to get hygge?
It doesn't really depend what you're doing or where you are. It just depends on how you're feeling and who you're with.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little bit fluffy.
Oh yes, it is fluffy, but it's fluffy and fantastic. Let's just hear once more from Kaylee Tanner, the author of the Hello Hygge blog, on why she thinks that you shouldn't keep hygge a secret.
Because it is free and it's something that is kind of best enjoyed with other people, I think spread the word as far as possible.
My name's Cassie Galpin, and together we have explored hygge.